Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina. Joining us is Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
Let's start with a story by your Chris Bragg with the headline, Local Link to Federal Subpoena.
Yeah, Chris has a story today that says a company that is behind an affordable housing project in the city of Albany's Arbor Hill neighborhood is among the nearly two dozen firms that are mentioned in that spate of federal subpoenas served to Governor Andrew Cuomo's administration in late April. According to a person with knowledge of the document, the subpoena from the U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara, it's seeking information about the Swan Street Lofts LP, which is the company behind the renovated apartments called Academy Lofts at the Barn. That low-cost apartment project opened in 2013, and it was a project of the Albany Housing Authority, which had hired a Canadian-based company, North Star Development. That company has significant operations in Buffalo and is led in the U.S. by Richard Higgins, who's a former state housing czar under Governor Mario Cuomo, and it helped secure financing for the project in Albany. And it's all part of numerous subpoenas that are looking at projects in Buffalo, Syracuse, and Albany. The U.S. attorney is trying to explore connections to the Cuomo administration, and so far, that's what we know.
From there to the issue of water contamination, the chemical PFOA in Hoosick Falls, New York, and a response from the Speaker of the State Assembly on hearings that are not necessary, and that's Carl Hastie.
Right. The Assembly had originally planned in February to hold hearings to review statewide water quality issues and the state's response. And that, of course, followed the controversy in Rensselaer County in the village of Hoosick Falls, where the chemical PFOA was discovered in the public water supply. But now Speaker Hastie is saying that the Assembly does not need to hold hearings on the Hoosick Falls issue, or at least at this particular time. He said the state apparently took proper action and the Assembly leadership just doesn't think it's necessary to hold hearings at this point.
Finally, what happened to the zebra?
Well, the Zulu, the missing zebra, was found dead in the Catterskill Clove Monday in the Catskill Mountains, state police said. The State Department of Environmental Conservation said the five-month-old female, which had been on loose in the Catskills for 4 days, may apparently have fallen from a steep cliff in an area in Greene County off Route 23A in Palinville.
Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union, joining us this morning. For more, you can go to timesunion.com. Mike, thanks as always.
Thank you, David.